sheep has been dead a year. And they're trying to poison me.
It is salted.
Salted? It stinks. Wine. Must I perish of thirst? Bring me wine.
'Tis the dregs of the barrel, Captain. 'Tis the last there is.
Sour wine. Sticking meat. Sour wine, is this how I'm served?
The supplies are low, Captain. Sometimes as we went a foraging.
Meanwhile, our fine neighbours feast their bellies full on fresh meat and swill down flagons of fine wine.
Yeah, well, Sir Edward's storehouses and cellars are well stocked.
And perhaps we should relieve him of some of his abundance, eh, my friend? He's a good neighbour. He'll not miss a little of his plenty.
Look! Stars are falling!
I see only one star. It has fallen in the forest! Come on, get up, young curse! Get up, get up!
It is an omen. An evil sign!
It is mine. I am Grand Star. I will have it. Hurry, fetch the horses.
Hurry. Hurry where?
To find the star before some knave robs me of it. It landed close by.
But the forest is still in darkness. Who knows what demons may set upon us?
You chicken-hearted knaves, every man of you!
It wants but an hour till dawn. Let's wait till then. Till we can see what faces us. We'll follow you then, Captain.
Let all be made ready. I ride at dawn. Alone, if need be.
We're with you, Captain.
Then bring me some wine. We'll drink a toast to Iron Grand Star. Star. A fallen star.
Careful, Captain. It's like the devil's word to me.
A warrior. A warrior from the stars. You come to challenge me, Sky Warrior?
Fight for your life, Captain!
What creature is this?
It is a devil from hell.
Fear not. I shall not harm you.
It speaks. Who are you? Where do you come from?
I am a Sontaran officer. My name is Lynx.
He says he's a Saracen. I have heard tales of his Eastern magic.
By virtue of my authority, as an officer of the Army Space Corps, I hereby claim this planet, its moons and satellites, for the greater glory of the Sontaran Empire.
Help you? Why should I help you, Star Warrior? Why should I not kill you and take your ship and its treasure for myself?
The ship is in need of repair. Even if it were not, you would destroy yourself should you tamper with it.
Then why should I not just slay you for sport? Can you overcome all of us with your magic?
You are a soldier, are you not? A warrior?
I took this castle by force of arms. Those that were here before me I slew. All the countryside around here pays my tribute.
Yet no doubt you have enemies. Other warriors who envy your good fortune.
Aye. But they cannot harm me. The king has levied tribute. All their troops are at the wars.
And when they return?
Then we shall fight.
I can give you weapons. Weapons that can make you master so that none dare stand against you. You shall take what castles you will.
Magic weapons? Like that? That smoke the sword from my hand?
Other weapons, fitter for your purpose. Weapons that can strike a man dead from far away. You can be supreme warrior.
I can be king. But what do you ask in return, apart from your life?
Shelter. A place to conceal my ship and help with its repair. You have men that can work in metal.
An armorer to sharpen weapons. A smith with a forge, if these will serve your need.
I need more, much more. There is damage to the drive mechanism of my ship. I need alloy, skilled technicians, complex circuitry.
Oh, we have none of these things of which you speak.
Then I must take them from those who have.
In here, Brigadier?
Yes, I'm afraid so, Doctor. Not exactly the Ritz, I know, but you know, it's no joke providing emergency accommodation for all these scientists.
All right, Brigadier, you've had your little bit of mystification. Now I know where I'm supposed to stay. Perhaps you wouldn't mind telling me why.
Well, this place is one of the most top-secret security establishments in the whole country. In fact, most of their work's so secret they don't know what they're doing themselves.
And?
It's also one of the best guarded places in the country. Security details, alarm systems.
Yeah, I rather gathered that when we arrived. For a moment, I thought they weren't going to let you in.
Yes, exactly. The place is almost too security conscious. That's what makes it all the more puzzling.
Makes what all the more puzzling? Come on, Brigadier, you can tell me.
People vanishing.
People?
Well, they've lost half a dozen leading scientists and several million pounds worth of ultra-secret equipment.
What are they working on here, anyway?
Space hardware, new alloys, guidance systems, methods of propulsion.
And what action have you taken so far?
Well, I had rather a bright idea. It's pretty hard to keep an eye on all these scientist chaps at home, so I had these cubicles put up on several floors. Confined the whole lot to barracks. All my eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Well, that's fine. So long as no one steals the basket.
None may enter here. Such was my agreement with your captain.
Yeah, it is my captain who sent me. He would have words with you, Lord Links.
Then tell him I am occupied. Now leave me to my work. Insolent primitives. Did I not need their aid?
Where is the Star Warrior?
He will not come. He says he's occupied.
Aye, the insolent barbarian. Did I not need his hellpipe? See, Blood Axe, the first of the new weapons. Watch!
Oh, claps the ears!
I'll soon master the aim.
Rubish.
I beg your pardon?
Joseph Rubish.
Oh, I see. I'm so sorry. Hello, how do you do?
It's disgraceful, of course. Utterly disgraceful.
What is?
Well, shutting us up. Like a lot of kids kept in after school. That brigadier chap, military idiot.
Yes, I know how you feel. Still, he means well, you know.
I haven't seen my wife and family for 3 days.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, well, just shows. There's always a silver lining. And your name?
Smith. Dr. John Smith.
Oh, seems to be a lot of them about today.
I'm sorry?
Well, I was talking to a young woman just now, also Smith. Well, there she is. Miss Smith.
Yes, Professor?
Come and meet your namesake. Miss Lavinia Smith,
Dr. John Smith. How do you do, Miss Smith?
Hello.
Doctor, I'm intrigued. What's that for?
That contains my equipment, Professor.
Well, that's original.
You're the virologist, Miss Smith?
Yes. Who told you?
Well, I read your paper on the teleological response of the virus. A most impressive piece of work.
Thank you.
Particularly when I realize you must have written it when you were 5 years old.
Yes, that is rather difficult to explain, isn't it?
You're going to try, aren't you?
Well, my Aunt Lavinia is in America on a lecture tour, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She had an invitation to visit here. I took her place.
Why?
I thought all this might give me a good story. I'm a journalist, Sarah Jane Smith.
You realize this is a very dangerous place to be in?
Well, I can't help that. I'm stuck here now. Anyway, we've got all these soldiers looking after us. Are you going to give me away, Doctor?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, you can make yourself useful. We need somebody around here to make the coffee.
If you think I'm going to spend my time making cups of coffee for you...
Professor! Look, would you kindly desist? This is not a blackboard, you know?
Oh, I do beg your pardon, Doctor. I was just trying to prove...
What are you going to do in there?
Make myself a cup of coffee. Good day to you.
But for how long, Edward? How long are we to tolerate this upstart, this insolent usurper as our neighbour? He robs, he pillages, he murders. He flouts your authority every day. The authority which comes from the king.
Fortunately, my dear, the king who gave me my authority has taken away my troops to fight in his interminable wars.
Iron-Gron's band is small, and we still have Hal the Archer and one or two men at arms.
I've sent letters to all our neighbors. Each, like myself, has but a mere handful of men, yet if all these handfuls be combined, they might yet make a force that will crush this Iron-Gron.
If you will excuse me, my dear, I must give orders for dinner.
Caught this little rabbit in the forest, sire.
Sir Edward Squire. Are you loyal to your lord, boy?
I am.
We shall see.
He carried this. He tried to eat it when we caught him.
Are Sir Edward's men so ill-fed? But I make nothing of their Norman scribbles. What's it say?
I cannot read, Captain.
What's the message say, boy? So your Sir Edward is going to attack me, eh? Well, speak.
I know nothing.
Take it below. We'll loosen his tongue presently.
Edward.
What is it? Is Eric back?
You haven't eaten all day.
Why does he not return? I could have ridden to my Lord of Salisbury's castle three times over.
It's not good for you to worry so much.
How can I not worry?
Think that tomorrow will be brighter. Edward, I've heard that Iron-Gron walks his battlements every morning.
Oh, it pleases him to be high as like a cockerel.
But does he climb so high that an arrow cannot reach him?
Iron-Gron!
That strange armor you wear suits you, Lynx.
It is Sontaran space armor.
But why must we never see your face?
This helmet conceals the fact that I am not of your kind, Iron-Gron. You might not find my true appearance pleasing.
By my sword, Lynx, I'll wager the fairest beauty in the castle.
Why did you summon me? You know my work is pressing.
I have a prisoner in the dungeon. A surly fellow who will not speak.
And you wish him to?
Yes.
Then give him to me. I will make him speak.
Your blood axe to bring up the prisoner. Well, Lynx, you cunning old devil, what fresh tricks can you show Iron-Gron, eh?
What is the nature of the information you seek?
He's a messenger of those who plot a war against me.
A war? That is excellent.
Oh, so you like war, eh?
Who does not? My race has been at war for millennia. There is not a galaxy in the universe which our space fleets have not subjugated. But you do not understand me. I am stranded on this primitive planet when I should be leading my squadron to glory. I am an expert at war, Iron-Gron.
I know. What about those weapons you promised me?
Keep your side of the bargain, I shall keep mine. You shall have your weapons.
We make good allies, Lynx. Each as much that the other wants.
Smith.
No, 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 I'm the doctor. You really must keep your glasses on the end of your nose, Professor.
No, listen. She's not Miss Smith.
She isn't?
No. Who is she?
I don't think I quite understand what you're talking about, Professor.
Well, just now I was in the common room with Sir Maxwell Dingle. I happened to mention I was on the same landing with Lavinia Smith, the virologist. And do you know what he says?
Yes, he said that she's in America.
He says she's in America. How could you know?
Please be careful. This is very delicate equipment.
But if she's a spy, what do we do?
Shoot her?
Well, there's something odd about her. She even tried to tell me you were a spy.
Am I on the right floor?
Good night.
Good night, Professor. that?
That's my alarm clock.
Oh, Doctor, kindly don't be so patronizing. Now, what is it really?
It's a rhondium sensor. It detects delta particles. At a preset spectrum density of 15 amps, it oscillates this little cylinder there, which promotes a vacuum in there, which wakes me up. Clear?
Why do you want to be woken up when it detects delta particles?
Because I'm very fond of delta particles. Why do you ask so many questions?
Because I'm a journalist. Are you going to sleep there?
If you'll allow me to do so. Good night, Miss Smith.
Shouldn't we tell the Brigadier?
Tell the Brigadier what?
About her.
Well, I think we can decide what to do about Miss Smith in the morning, Professor. If we're all still here.
Here's a stout heart, this one, sir. He speaks not a word.
Good. A fair measure for you, Lynx. Well, come on, Lynx, have at him.
Ask what you wish.
Hey? But you've done nothing.
This is a key. I have unlocked your prisoner's mind. Question him.
How many men guard Sir Edward's castle?
There are but 10. Old men for the most part.
And he plans to attack me with 10 old men?
He sends messages to raise a force against you. If he succeed, then he will attack.
Listen to the fellow. He cannot stop babbling. Stay, Lynx. Have I given you leave?
Each of us has work to do, Irongrond. I will be back.
By my sword, Blood Axe, I'll pickle that insolent Star Warrior in boiling oil one day! Insolent dog!
Rubish? Rubish!
Oh, who is it?
Oh, it's all right. Nothing to worry about. Just checking.
What's happening?
You're asking questions again.
Professor Rubish?
Rubish!
He's gone.
Yes, but he was here a moment ago.
Oh, well, he can't have gone far. He's as blind as a bat without his glasses.
Stay here, Miss Smith. I'm going to check the landing. Anybody come out of here just now?
Like a child.
I can't understand why the definition was so low. Unless he's operating with a very weak power source at maximum range. Yes, of course.
Doctor! Doctor!
Hello!
Look, Doctor, we've had a raid. Is there one present on this landing?
No, Professor Rubish is missing.
Oh, my giddy aunt, the minister will go spare. Did you see anything, Doctor?
Yes.
What?
Well, I thought I saw a man in armor.
A man in armor? You mean an old-fashioned armor? You mean a ghost?
Oh, I very much doubt it. Sorry I can't stop, Brigadier.
Why, where are you going?
Well, I've got to get on the trail while it's still warm.
Well, what trail? The chap's just vanished.
Oh, no, he hasn't. But it's got a fix on him. There's something very odd indeed going on.
Oh, yes, well, if I may say so, Doctor, that is not exactly news to me.
Someone's operating a matter transmitter. And the really odd thing is there's a time transference, too. It's been worked from several centuries ago. Past and present mixed up. Very interesting, that.
Professor Rubish, are you in there?
Well, I can't stay here chatting, old boy. I've got to get after Rubish.
Look, Doctor, I forbid you to go off in that contraption. There's no telling where you'll finish up. Remember what happened to you on Metabilis 3?
Well, I got there, didn't I?
Yes, eventually, after several detours.
Brigadier, a straight line may be the shortest distance between two points, but it is by no means the most interesting. Goodbye, old chap.
But Doc...
Absolutely on target. For once.
Still only a police box. Must find a telephone.
Sir Edward only has a puny force. He stands within his walls. If we can only breach them, Blood Axe.
We can cut Sir Edward's soldiers down in less time than our rogues spend with their breakfast.
It's those accursed walls, walls like these, but with Lynx's new weapons.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the nearest telephone?
He flees through the forest. Take him!
After him, you dog, through the forest!
Oh, it must be some sort of pageant. I say, hey, you there. Hey, what are you doing? Get off. Go!
What blazes did she get here?
Stop it! Look, if this is a rag-day joke, it's not funny. Let me go! I won't!
Make it keen. I want Sir Edward not to know the moment when his head is parted from his shoulder. What's this?
Just
blooming bullshit, Captain!
Idiots! Why didn't you stop this ridiculous pantomime?
Well, she spits fire, eh, Blood Axe? Come here, girl.
Get lost. Ooh.
Ow! He wears gold, Blood Axe!
Hurt, you fool!
You call Iron Grawn a fool? I'll have the marrow from your bones, my little chicken. Where are you from?
Look, just pack this up, will you? It's not funny. I happen to be a reporter, and I've got a big story.
Take it away, Blood Axe, throw it in the dungeon.
Why don't you take off that ridiculous gear and go home to your butcher's shop? Let go! Look, I warn you, any more of this, and I'm going straight to the police.
Stay, Blood Axe, Captain. Leave her.
That's better. Now, if I could just use your telephone.
Oh! This is a dog that shot at you, Captain.
So you thought to kill Iron Grawn, eh?
Aye, and I would but for her. She drew my aim aside.
You treacherous dog! Did Sir Edward send you?
No.
You lie!
I speak the truth!
If not Sir Edward, who then?
I don't understand. Where am I?
It was my Lady Eleanor.
Ah, that narrow-hipped vixen. Blood Axe, tomorrow we dine at Wessex Castle.
Yes, Captain. But what of the prisoner?
Ere long, we shall deal with him sharply. Sharply, eh? Tis richly put.
Aye, that'll be a fine jest, Captain Iron Grawn.
I'm not one of your stuffy Norman nobles. I like a bit of rough fun.
It's true, Captain, you have a merry wit indeed.
Look, please! Now, you've had your laugh. Now, you know, just let's stop it and talk sensibly. I mean, if it's any consolation to you, you're scaring me out of my wits.
Perhaps the wench is crazed, Captain.
Oh, come on. What is this place?
You are in the castle of Iron Grawn, my lady. Few uninvited guests come here, and few that do leave alive.
All right, if you insist on playing guessing games. No, it's not a village pageant. It's too elaborate for that. A film set. No lights, no cameras.
The wench is crazed right enough. And pity, she's not uncomely.
I've got it! It's one of those tourist places. A medieval castle, all restored to its original condition, with jolly banquets and buxom serving wenches. That's it, isn't it? Mind you, I think you're overdoing the sordid realism a bit. I mean, I know things were pretty grotty in the Middle Ages, but really, you might leave the tourists a bit of glamorous illusion. I've never seen such a scurvy...
Oh, pretty sex! Cease this babbling girl!
Captain!
Ah, Lynx! One of my weapons. Are they ready?
Soon. But I have another weapon to show you.
By your leave, Master. The prisoner?
Aye, aye.
What is this?
Oh, just a girl taken in the forest.
Girl? You have two species on this planet?
How say you?
The girl is not of your kind, Iron Grawn. The hair is finer, the thorax of a different construction.
Oh, hell's teeth, have you no girls beyond the stars? No women to do the lowly work?
Ah, I understand. You have a primary and secondary reproductive cycle. It is an inefficient system. You should change it.
You what?
In the Sontaran Military Academy, we have hatchings of 1 million cadets at each muster parade. Thus, we can sustain enormous casualties on all battlefronts.
Lynx, you cluck away like a broody old hen.
This cloth is machine woven. The girl is not of your time, Iron Grawn.
Curse the girl! Show me the way.
What? How?
Sarah Jane Smith, reporter. In a machine. I did not understand it.
What century?
20th.
Your civilization knows nothing of time-dimensional technology. Explain.
I cannot. It is a machine that belongs to someone called the Doctor.
Silence! This is important. My mission is threatened. Explain the Doctor.
He is a scientist. He was at the research center. He said he was very fond of Delta particles.
Ah. Is he here?
Yes, somewhere. I was hiding in the machine when he left.
It becomes clear.
Lynx, what of the weapon?
Very well. It is here.
Who are you? How do you come into my castle? Well, speak, fellow. Answer me or lose your head for insolence.
It cannot answer you. It is just a suit of steel. It is empty.
But it walks.
It walks. And it fights, Iron Grun. Is it a good weapon?
Does it kill?
It does nothing else, and it cannot be killed.
By heavens, Lynx, can you make me more of these?
If you wish.
With a few such soldiers as that, I could take the world!
When I have left this dull planet, it would amuse me to think of it under the rule of King Iron Grun. Very well, provide me with all that I ask for, and I can make many more of these.
It's a bargain. By heavens, Lynx, I never thought when I first saw you that I should come to love you as a brother. Now, show me how the Iron Man works.
Wait. The girl creature has gone.
Oh, she'll not get far before one of my guards grabs her tail. Now, show me how it fights. Make it walk again.
Sarah? Miss Smith! Come back!
Fight for your life, fellow.
I'll fight any man, my lord.
Then stand against Iron Grun's champion.
Who is this?
You'll see some sport now, Blood Axe. Here, fellow.
Master, this is not fair combat to pitch knight against bowman. At this close range, his arrows will pierce the armor's weak points.
Hey, game, fellow.
I am that.
You free him if you kill him. Stand back!
Your champion will have more arrows in his gizzard than a thistle has spikes. Why not? Look! He still moves!
What fool?
Guard your back, my lord.
By heavens, Blood Axe is like a tin tadpole. You cut off its head and yet it wriggles. I'll have a word with Lynx about this.
I tell you, you might not find my face pleasing.
Aye. Never was truer word spoken. Are they all so fair a face beyond the stars?
The variety of sentient life forms is infinite. Do you think your primitive features are pleasing to me? Well, what is it you want?
That accursed iron warrior of yours.
You are pleased with it?
Some knave with a crossbow shot the control from my hand. The Iron Man became crazed, tried to kill all of us.
Perhaps the hand control unit itself is a weakness.
I will make you a bitter warrior, Irongrun. One that'll obey your voice, perhaps.
First help me kill the one I have now. It still struggles to slay my knaves.
It cannot be killed. It was never alive. Come. I will deactivate it. Professor. Absolute lunacy. Rubish.
What? Who is it?
It's me, it's the doctor. Don't you remember? We were on the same landing at the research center.
Oh, my dear fellow. So he's got you too, has he?
No, hardly. Look, Professor, what's wrong with all these people?
Hypnotized. Can't get a word out of them. Rotten company.
Well, you seem to be all right.
Oh, didn't work with me. Strong-minded, you see.
Yes, and very nearly blind.
Oh, nonsense.
Obviously working some sort of ocular device. Professor, have you any idea where you are?
Some medieval English castle, I suspect. I've been feeling the carvings on some of these columns. They're astonishingly well preserved.
Yes, well, you're in a castle, all right. But do you know the time?
About 4 PM. We haven't had breakfast yet, you know. Doesn't feed us much. Once a day, if we're lucky.
Now, Professor, listen to me. This may come as a shock to you, so steel yourself. You have been brought back to the early years of the Middle Ages.
That's interesting. I've always maintained that the loop theory of time shouldn't have been so arrogantly dismissed by Crabshaw and his cronies.
Yes, well, tell me about that some other time, will you? We've got to get out of here before Link's
comes back. Not yet, Doctor. Why, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. Do you know, there's some most interesting work being done here. If only I could see it all properly.
Look, Professor, your life is in considerable danger. I must insist that
you can... Well, you go if you want to, Doctor. Go on, but leave me alone.
Look, Professor, don't you understand?
Stop!
You are the one called the Doctor? You know who I am?
I've been expecting you. Why did you follow me to this time?
To prevent your interference with the affairs of Earth. Don't you realize the harm that you'll cause?
This primitive planet and its affairs are of no importance.
That's a typically Sontaran attitude.
Only one thing matters, to complete the repairs to my ship and return to the glorious war that is my destiny. Nothing must interfere with that, nothing. And nobody.
I vouch for her, my lord. Without her help, I would not be here.
She looks like one I would trust. Sit, child. Tell us where you're from.
Oh, I can't. It's too difficult to explain.
The manner of her dress is strange, and the manner of her speech.
There is much strange at Irongrun's castle, Sir Edward. I told you of the knight that fights on, though it should be dead. And one of the guards told me there's a man from the stars that lives among them. A mighty wizard who makes magic weapons.
A man from the stars? I've heard it said he has the help of devils and magicians.
It is true, Sir Edward. I have seen it.
Well, I know who's helping him. It's the Doctor.
The Doctor?
Oh, well, that's what he calls himself. But he's no magician, just some eccentric scientist.
What does she say?
The words are strange, but I know her meaning. Who is this Doctor? What do you know of him?
Scientists. Learned men. They're being taken from the place I come from. And I believe that the Doctor is bringing them here and handing them over to Irongrun.
What would Irongrun want with these wizards?
To make him magic weapons, my lady. Irongrun thinks only of war and conquest.
Anything that makes Irongrun strong can work only to our harm.
With an army of magic knights such as I fought, Irongrun could conquer the whole kingdom. Well, who knows what other sorceries he may soon have at his command?
I'm sure the Doctor's the key to it all. He was there when one of the scientists was taken. He has a machine that can travel through time. Well, it must be him. And somehow we've got to stop him.
If he's Irongrun's ally, he sits safe within Irongrun's walls. There's naught we can do.
Well, there's always something you can do. It's just a matter of working out what.
A brave speech.
She has the heart of a lion, sire. I saw her give Irongrun the sharp edge of her tongue.
If I had an army of girls such as you, I might hold this castle forever. As it is, how can I fight Iron Grown and this doctor?
All right. I'll tell you how. Now, the first thing we must do is grab the doctor and get him away from Iron Grown.
And force him to make his magic for me? Good thought. Aye, but how could it be done?
Oh, what's wrong with you? All it needs is a sort of commando raid. You knock out the sentries, rush into the castle, grab the doctor, and away. Well, you've got soldiers, haven't you?
A handful. A raid. Yes. A bold plan.
I'll go, Sir Edward.
You resisted well, Doctor. I could have increased the power, but I might have killed you. I need you alive. A brain of your capacity can be of use to me.
Thank you.
You're not of this planet. How came you to be here?
I'm just a tourist. I like it here.
This hole in space.
You haven't seen it at its best.
It has no military value, no strategic significance.
Once again, Sontaran philosophy.
I'm Commander Lynx, 5th Sontaran Army Space Fleet.
Yes, as I thought. A Sontaran warrior. So, the perpetual war between the Sontarans and the Rutans has spread to this tiny planet, is it?
Emergency landing. I was on a reconnaissance mission when I was attacked by a squadron of Rutan fighters. You have encountered my race before, Doctor.
Unfortunately.
I'll overlook that insult for the moment. What is your native planet?
Gallifrey. I am a Time Lord.
Ah, yes. A race of great technical achievement, but lacking the morale to withstand a determined assault.
No, you think so?
I'm only a lowly commander, Doctor. I merely quote from the appreciation circulated by our military intelligence.
Yes, but you'll be well advised never to put that appreciation to the test, Lynx.
My only ambition at the moment is to return to my squadron. You can be of value to me. You can help repair the ship.
We seem to have acquired some help already.
Primitives. I adapted my ship's frequency modulator and projected myself forward as far as I could. Unfortunately, I only had the power to reach the 20th century.
From which you stole the equipment and the skilled help that you couldn't find here.
Yes. But the work goes slowly.
Commander Lynx. If you will return these people to their own time, I might possibly consider helping you.
Do not attempt to bargain with me, Doctor. Take that seat there by the controls. Move!
You're interfering with human evolution, Lynx. Don't you realize the damage that you're going to do to them?
I have no interest in human evolution. Placing you under auto control, Doctor, to ensure your complete cooperation.
Human beings must be allowed to develop at their own pace. At this period, they're just a few steps away from barbarism.
You will monitor progress rates on the input panel against the programmer. Now I must leave you in charge for a time.
You give them breech-loading guns now, they'll have atomic weapons by the 17th century. They'll have the capability to destroy their own planet before they're civilized enough to handle it.
You would do well to concentrate on the task I have given you, Doctor. Answer the programmer.
Say this is no work for women.
I wouldn't have missed this for anything. Anyway, I'm the only one who knows what the doctor looks like. Come on, this way.
None of these are more to my taste than your Iron Man, Lynx.
I will still perfect a fighting robot for your army, Iron Grun.
We'll take these weapons to the men, Blood Axe, and I shall instruct them in their use. Tomorrow morning, at dawn, we march on Sir Edward's castle.
Yes, Captain.
By sunset, he'll be feeding the crows.
Rubish! Professor, over here, quickly.
Is that you, Doctor? I thought you were going.
That's a change of plan, old chap. Look, I want your help.
Are you wearing a hat?
Look, behind me, you'll find a panel. There's a switch on it.
It's dangerous, you know. Overheats the brain. Panel. Oh, yes, I've got it.
Right, turn the switch.
I always thought that's why judges are so peculiar. Those wigs they wear.
No! 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 No!
I do wish I'd brought my glasses.
Yes, so do I. That was the wrong one.
Is this the one?
Yes, that was the one. Thank you very much indeed, Professor.
Not at all, Smith.
Smith? Yes, of course. Look, will you excuse me? I've got to go and find a young girl. I'll see you later, I hope.
Young girl? Should have thought he was a bit old for that sort of thing. Oh, well.
Ah, good evening.
Hi, boy!
Strikes Iron Grand, dies!
This is no work for women.
I wouldn't have missed this for anything. Anyway, I'm the only one who knows what the doctor looks like. Come on, this way.
Now these are more to my taste than your Iron Man links.
I will still perfect a fighting robot for your army, Iron Gron.
We'll take these weapons to the men, Blood Axe, and I shall instruct them in their use. Tomorrow morning, at dawn, we march on Sir Edward's castle.
Yes, Captain.
By sunset, he'll be feeding the crows.
Ah. Good evening.
Hi, boy! Come! Get out of him! Katie, call a guard! Come on! Run it!
They tried to kill their wizard.
Quick! We need him alive!
Come on, you Pokemon! Put him down!
He who strikes Iron Grand dies!
Doctor! Up here!
After you!
Miss Smith, the most timely rescue.
This isn't a rescue, Doctor. It's a capture. Let's get him out of here.
fellow has the gall of a camel and the cunning of a fox.
You shall have your revenge, Captain. You be with Sir Edward now, and not even a rat will come out of that castle alive tomorrow.
By the stars, blood axe, I swear I'll chop him up so fine, not even a sparrow will fill its beak at one peck.
One of my workers has disappeared. Order a search of your castle.
If you've lost one of your dumb, way-faced ninnies, Lynx, then look for him yourself. My men are at rest.
And we march on Sir Edward within the hour.
I insist upon a search, Irongrun. The doctor is of great value to me, and while he is at large, he could be dangerous.
The doctor?
Bother me now, little toad, and you'll feel an axe in your skull.
Master, I heard somebody called doctor while we were at that fellow's heels.
Is this doctor a long-shanked rascal with a mighty nose?
That is how he would appear in human eyes.
Then he is no longer here. Sir Edward sent raiders to my castle, captured him.
He has escaped.
Tell Sir Edward we're back. Now.
You've been getting around, Sarah. Are you on visiting terms with all the local nobility?
Doctor, let's get a few things straight, shall we?
Oh, dear. You know, I'm afraid you're going to be awfully confused if you ask me to explain about the TARDIS.
The TARDIS?
Yes, my police box. You were a stowaway, I imagine.
Yes, but we'll come to that later. Now then, why are you helping Irongrun?
My dear girl, I'm not helping him. Lynx is. I'm trying to stop him.
Lynx?
Yes, perhaps you're lucky enough not to have met him yet. Nasty, brutish, and short just about sums him up.
There was a strange-looking knight with Irongrun.
Yes, he'd have looked even stranger if he hadn't been wearing space armor. He comes from a planet where the surface gravity is many times that of Earth.
A man from the stars?
Mm-hmm.
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I never lie. Well, hardly ever. You ever heard of UNIT?
You work for UNIT?
In an advisory capacity, yes. Well, they asked me to look into this question of the missing scientists.
Well, I thought you were responsible for that.
My dear girl, I don't go around kidnapping scientists. No, Lynx brought them here to staff his workshop. Now I've got to find a way of sending them back to their own time.
This is the magician.
Yes, this is the doctor.
You've done well, Sarah.
How do you do? It is a pleasure and a privilege to be in the company of civilized people at last.
A courtly rogue.
Is he willing to change his allegiance and serve Sir Edward instead of Irongrun?
Well, he says he wasn't serving Irongrun, and there is another stranger at the castle, someone called Lynx.
Yes, he's your enemy, I assure you, not me. We'd be well advised to join forces against him.
Does he speak truth?
I'm not sure. I suppose I could have been wrong.
It's a generous admission, especially coming from one of the fair sex.
Or he could just be changing sides to save his own skin.
These wizards and warlocks were ever a treacherous breed. We'd best be wary of him.
I shall spare your life if you cast your spells and incantations to help me against Irongrun, Doctor. Refuse, and you die.
You offer a somewhat restricted choice, Sir Edward.
What is your answer?
My services are at your disposal, sir. Or such as they are.
Good. Serve me straight, Doctor, and I shall reward you well.
Oh, Master! Oh, but Master, Irongrun marches here before noon. We heard this said from his own mouth.
Then we are lost. We cannot stand against them.
On the contrary, sir, I think we can.
But how? With a handful of men?
Yes, sir, with just a few men, I think I can persuade Irongrun that we have a full garrison.
By the use of your magic?
By creating an illusion, anyway.
Your magic will have to be powerful indeed to discourage Irongrun.
It will be, sir.
Men are ready, Captain.
Good. Though for such an easy conquest as this, it is scarce worth strapping on armor. You and I alone, good blood axe, could take that castle.
Indeed we could, Captain.
With Sir Edward's treasure, I shall hire more men. And with Lynx's weapons to arm them, who shall stand against us?
When does the fighting start, Irongrun?
In the time it takes to ride from here to Sir Edward's castle.
Then I shall come with you.
What, you? Oh, blood axe on my oath. Can you see that on a scaly ladder?
I have an interest in seeing the battle.
Those eyes have a thirst for blood. Well, find our bold warrior a horse, blood axe. Come then.
Here's a few more for you, Doctor.
Thank you, Sarah.
Lady Eleanor's got every serving wench in the castle sewing away like mad.
I told you there'd be plenty of work for everybody, didn't I?
Oh, typically masculine arrangement, though. We do all the dirty work, you get all the fun.
You don't think mixing this singularly noxious compound is fun, do you? How's the rest of it going?
Not bad. I put put Sir Edward in charge of painting the dummies' faces, and he's turned out to be quite an artist. Once I'd set him on the right lines...
Excellent. I'm glad I decided to let you stay.
You decided?
You know, I was never much of a hand with a paintbrush myself.
No?
No. Nor a palette knife, for that matter. I'd like to study under one of the masters one day. Rembrandt, preferably.
Rembrandt?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just go anywhere you like in that TARDIS?
Yes, within reason.
Then why are you staying here? Why didn't you go somewhere safer?
Because, my dear Sarah, I've got a job to do. One that involves the whole future of your species. Here, hold this, will you?
My species?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking as if you weren't human.
Yes, well, the definition of the word humanity was always rather a complex question, wasn't it?
You know perfectly well what I mean. Are you or aren't you?
If you mean, am I a native of the planet Terra, the answer is no, I'm not.
Well, what are you then?
Me? I'm a Time Lord.
A Time Lord?
Yeah, that's right. And my people are very keen to stamp out unlicensed time travel. You can look upon them as galactic ticket inspectors, if you like.
Galactic ticket inspectors?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could murder a cup of tea. You're serious, aren't you?
About what I do, yes. Not necessarily the way I do it. For example, you know what this is?
I've no idea.
Well, this is my own special smoking mixture, consisting of saltpeter, sulfur, and fat, with a few little extras thrown in. Ah, that is Arngron. Battle is about to commence.
Prisoner swore that Edward had but a few old men to guard his castle.
My Lord of Salisbury must have sent him help.
The messenger to Lord Salisbury died in our dungeons. These cannot be Salisbury's men.
Why do you wait? What will be your first method of attack?
We don't attack. We return to my castle.
You fear to fight? The greater the odds, the greater the glory.
I fear nothing, Toadface. There is little profit in being butchered for naught.
Sir Edward holds his walls with too strong a force.
Then use your rifles. Shoot them from the walls.
Rifles?
The weapons that I made for you. They're in the range.
On my oath, Lynx, when I am king, you shall be my general.
That's made them stop and think, anyway.
Well, I thought Lynx would have to come along. Some Tyrants just can't resist getting involved in war.
But this must be very minor league stuff to him, surely.
He's just like a little boy stirring up the red ants and the black ants. This is something to keep him amused, to stop him from getting bored.
They've got guns!
No man has fallen, Captain.
Your weapons do not work, Lynx!
You do not shoot them straight. Watch. Those figures are dummies.
Ah, your weapons are useless.
They do not move nor fall. They are not living men.
I smell that fox of a doctor behind this. Bring up the scaling ladders.
Here they come, Doctor.
Get back inside before that smoke rises. It's liable to hang around for quite some time.
What was that stuff, Doctor? Some kind of gas?
Gas? Good heavens, what on earth do you take me for? No, it was some sort of superior stink bomb with a few bangs and flashes thrown in for good measure. It's quite harmless, I assure you, but...
Oh, bring me wine, wine, I say! To quench the dust from my throat and the stench from my nostrils! More, wench, more! Am I a spatter to quench my thirst with a few scant drops? Oh, mice! A few loud noises, a few bad smells, and you scatter like sheep!
It was sorcery, Master. Black devil's work, you said so yourself. Why, this wizard, the Doctor, he's gone and joined Sir Edward, and he threw all the fires and the stenches of hell itself at us.
With poltroons like these, it were ill work to lay siege to a hen coop.
Well, they do but need food and rest to recover their spirits, Captain.
We attack again tomorrow morning. I will take Sir Edward's castle, or I will see every man of you perish in the attempt. Chicken-hearted knaves, begone from my sight.
Did I not see you yourself leading their retreat, Captain?
Dog me not, little toad face. Oh, by the stars, I'll see if the color of your blood is red like mortal man's.
You earth creatures give up too easily. I doubt if you have the potential to make a truly military species.
And you, Lynx, you claim to like war. I haven't seen you doing much this day.
I came only to observe. I should have known better than to look for interest in a struggle of primitives. Threaten me once more and I will destroy you.
Who are you?
Primitives! Charge squabbling primitives! It is well I do not need to spend much more time among you.
More wine, Doctor.
No, thank you, no. Oh, well, just perhaps a little.
Those knaves of Iron Grons, they ran like rabbits. Finest sight that ever I saw, Doctor. Well, all thanks to you and your wizard.
Well, we all played our parts, Redwood.
Oh, now your magic works for us. Our troubles are over.
No, not quite, I'm afraid.
The Doctor thinks Iron Grons bound to attack again.
And you shall affright the knaves with more of your sorceries.
Well, work indefinitely, I fear. Well, this time we had the element of surprise. They won't be frightened off quite so easily again.
Then we've gained a respite. No more.
Actually, the Doctor does have another idea.
Then let us hear your counsel, Doctor. So far you've served us well.
Well, there's one sure way to prevent Iron Grom from capturing your castle.
And that is?
You must capture his.
You advise the impossible, Doctor, when they outnumber us so greatly.
My lady, are you familiar with these herbs and simples?
Ragwort, henbane, love in a mist, fennel, sesame. Most we have dried in the kitchens, the rest grow in the woods nearby.
Excellent. I want to brew up a little draught.
You mean to mix a magic potion to slay the dog?
No, not quite. Just something to calm him down a little.
I should have slain the filthy little toad then and then. I should have carved him up into collops on the spot.
My master, it puzzles me as to why you did not.
Aye. Well, 'tis a matter of high policy, do you see? Above your understanding. As yet, we still need Lynx's aid. Weapons he has promised me. And by the stars, weapons I shall have. Wonderful, magical weapons that will crumble the castles of those that oppose me into dust. And then, and only then, shall Lynx die by my hand.
Oh, it is a cunning plan, Captain.
It is as well for you dolts that you have me to guide you. There's more to war than hard strokes, my good blood axe.
Aye, Master. Yours is indeed a towering intelligence.
Old friar, what business have you here?
We come to beg alms of the good Captain Iron Grun. The fame of his charity is spread far and wide.
You will find Captain Iron Grun in the Great Hall. He is indeed a kindly and charitable man, and his temper is most sweet and pleasant. Prosper.
Heaven will reward you, my son. Come, brother.
It is to be hoped the two friars are fleet of foot, or the church will have two new martyrs ere long.
Taran spaceship, to be precise, and tremendously powerful for its size, just like its owner. Here, give me a habit.
What's wrong with him?
Deep hypnosis.
Ah, there you are, Doctor. Back again, eh?
Professor Robish.
What? Oh, it's you. Doctor, I knew this girl was involved. We should have reported it as I wanted.
Yes, well, I'm very glad we didn't. In a few hours, that ship's going to be ready for takeoff.
Yes, he's been working these people at a killing pace. Come over here. Look, no sleep, practically no food. They're starting to collapse like flies.
Well, I'm not surprised. He's suffering from near starvation.
Oh, we'll have to get them some food, Doctor, or at least a drink.
There's no time for that.
They'll die if we don't.
Sarah, now listen to me. Lynx's spaceship is just about ready for takeoff. And when that happens, there's going to be the most tremendous explosion. Everybody in this castle will die.
These are the weapons I have promised you. Also a good supply of the projectiles that they use.
Oh, my thanks, good toad face. Good Lynx. More weapons from the stars.
I shall complete the repairs of the improved fighting robot if I have time before I leave.
If you wish to leave, then you would do well to obey me.
Do you threaten me? I leave when I am ready, and that will be soon.
And will you carry your starship on your back, good toad? You needed my knaves to bring it here. You'll need them to take it hence.
Evidently, you have no understanding of the forces involved in interstellar travel. I shall leave when I am ready. It would be foolish of you to attempt to stop me.
Doctor, what are you doing?
Trying to break this hypnosis.
It's very deep. Narcoleptic condition, eh?
The brain can still receive signals, Professor. Might work.
Even if it does, can't see what you intend.
Why don't you want to get back to the 20th century?
Steak and mushrooms, lobster, chocolate truffles. Oh, dear me, yes.
And get these people to respond. I could send them back to their own time with Lynx's osmic projector.
Osmic projector?
Yes, it's over there on the table. Take a look.
Why can't you just send them as they are?
It's too risky with the minds in this state. Transition might damage them permanently.
I've never heard so much gobbledygook in my life, but I expect you know what you're talking about.
Polka time.
What?
It's the beat. Look, he's beginning to respond.
Hide.
Get back to work. Work. What's wrong with you? Get up or I will kill you.
Leave him, Lynx.
How fortunate that you have returned, Doctor. My failure to destroy you was the one thing that marred the pleasure of my approaching departure from this miserable planet.
Well, don't you want to know why I returned?
It is of no interest to me.
I came here to offer you my help.
We're sworn enemies, Doctor. Why should you help me?
Because I want something from you. If you will let me dehypnotize people and send them home, and help me capture Angron and his men, then I will assist you in the repairs to your spaceship. Now, the weapons that you've made for Angron, you can leave here in the castle. And when it's empty, you can take off, destroying castle and weapons at the same time. All right, Commander Lynx, what do you say?
You wish for my answer, Doctor?
I do.
Then here it is.
Thank you.
answer, Doctor?
I do.
Then here it is.
No!
The female, too. It seems I am doubly fortunate. Get up! Get back to work!
Lynx. Can't you see that your prisoners are physically exhausted? They've had no sleep and nothing to eat for days.
They can still work.
Not for much longer.
I owe these primitives nothing. My only concern is to rejoin our glorious struggle for freedom.
That's such an old tune. Don't you know there's no such thing as the super race?
Your Time Lord philosophy is egalitarian twaddle. It is a weakness.
Every species has its own weakness, Lynx. For instance, you can only be stunned by a blow on the probic vent. That small hole at the back of your neck.
In our case, Doctor, it is a strength, because it means we must always face our enemies. But to return to the question of your demise, I think it would be better if you witnessed first the destruction of your female companion.
Well done, Rubish.
Doctor, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, sir. The blast was too brief. But I wouldn't have been in a few moments. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Oh, pleasure. Hadn't I better be getting on with the rest of your plan?
Yes, all right. But be careful.
You too, Doctor.
Right. Well, if we can secure our friend here, we can get on with the job of restoring his wretched victims.
Will this help?
Rubish, you're invaluable, my dear chap.
Blood Axe.
Captain.
Fetch me Lynx. Fetch me that scabby-faced stoat from his burrow.
At once, Captain.
Well, that should hold him for a while, even on this planet.
Why this planet?
Well, in his own environment, he weighs several tons. Fortunately, his muscles have been designed for load-bearing rather than leverage.
Fascinating. I'd always assumed that creatures from a high-density planet would have developed a pressure-balanced physiology. For example, if you take certain types of seaweed...
Lynx! Lynx! Lynx!
Who speaks?
Captain Iron-Gron commands your presence.
Tell him I'm busy.
Well, come soon, or we come and fetch you.
Who is Iron-Gron? Is he a nice chap?
Well, I wouldn't recommend him for the Royal Society. All right, Rubish, old chap. Now, you know how to bring these people around?
Yes, a simple repetitive optical
rhythm. Yeah, quite so. I'll leave you to get on with it.
Well, what do you propose to do?
Well, I was going to preset this osmic projector and send these people back to their own time. But now, I'll have to find a way of stalling Iron-Gron. The robot. Yes, of course. That ought to give him something to think about.
Scullion, stand aside. How dare you obstruct me? I shall have you flogged.
Oh, so a lady, are you? A lady dressed as a serving wench?
I'm hungry. Please let me go. I've tasted neither bread nor meat for nearly a month.
Now, I don't know work for longer by the look of you. All right, my girl, I'll give you bread and cheese. But you'll have to earn it.
I am a gift to Captain Iron-Gron from the one who made me, my master, Commander Lynx.
It is indeed the robot Blood Axe, though somewhat different in shape. And I remember, Lynx promised to make me a second Iron Man, one that would obey my voice. But why has Lynx sent you? Why has he not he himself obeyed my summons?
My master toils in his workshop to make you more fighting robots. He sent me as proof of his goodwill.
What?
Now I must return.
Hold. I would see something of the metal of this gift. Can you fight, Iron Man?
That is my purpose.
And fight me.
I was programmed to fight for you, not against you.
Cease thy gabble and fight.
You will damage my circuits.
Fight, Iron Man, or you'll return to Lynx in as many pieces as did your brother.
Never have I seen a finer swordsman.
That is great sport, this blood ass. Draw your sword and join me. We'll try this creature's strength to the utmost.
What's that? Oh, fighting again in the great hall, I'll warrant. Men were ever like children, fond of noise and brawling. Get about your work, girl.
Hold, I say! I must slow this Iron Man's speed a little. Stick me some crossbow bolts in the creature. We'll see if it fights as well with a crossbow bolt or two in its gizzard. And if that fails, we'll lop off its head and try again then.
Isn't that a bit unsporting, old man? I mean, sitting ducks and all that.
This Iron Man talks like some Norman ninny. Lift up your visor.
I cannot reveal my face, Angron.
Why?
Because if I did, it might give you a seizure.
The wizard!
Well, I did warn you, didn't I?
Seize him! The sword is too quick and clean a death for you. Well, since you are a wizard, then by wizardry shall you die.
Not so much of that oatmeal, girl. It's only pikemen we're feeding, not horses. Hey, watch that pot. If you burn Lord Irongrond's stew, he'll have your liver cut out.
Is all this for Irongrond?
Him and his chamber guard.
How many is that?
Half a dozen. You full of questions, girl?
Don't the guards on the gate get stew?
What meat for those common creatures? I should say not. They'll have oatmeal the same as the rest of us, and lusty enough they are on that. So you watch yourself if ever you take out that skillet.
I'm not afraid of men. Huh? They don't own the world. Why should women always have to cook and carry for them?
What else should we do?
Stand up for ourselves. Tell the men you're tired of working for them like slaves.
We are slaves.
Then you should set yourselves free.
Oh, and how should we do that?
Don't you want to be free?
Women will never be free while there are men in the world, girl. We have our place.
What subservient poppycock? You're still living in the Middle Ages.
Eh?
Nothing.
You're young and foolish, girl. And to warn you, keep those thoughts to yourself or you'll not live long enough to grow wiser. I must tell them their food will soon be ready.
Oh, see me dance the polka. Oh, see me dance. Hey, da 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 da. Ah, that's it. Come on, stand up, my dear chap. Come on, come on. That's it. Now, listen, all of you. You've been kidnapped, but you're about to be rescued. I hope. There's a machine here that'll send you home again. Unfortunately, I don't know how to work it.
and the chap who does has vanished. But I expect he'll pop up again, he usually does. But the important thing is, until then, you must carry on working as if you were still hypnotized.
Can I ask?
Oh, Morrison, don't start asking a lot of awkward questions. I assure you, I don't know the answers any more than you do. Back to work, everyone. Someone coming.
Lynx, your dog! Where are you hiding? There you are, you dragon-eyed toad! Who put these bonds on you?
The doctor. I was struck from behind. Where is he?
The doctor is dying.
What method have you chosen to destroy him?
Thank you, sir, for your charm and old world courtesy. May I ask the purpose of this tomfoolery? If you're going to have me shot, why don't you get on with it?
I would not have your death be in vain, good sorcerer. I intend that it shall be of some use to me.
Nothing that I do will be of use to you, Arngren.
Oh, nay, Doctor, but you're wrong. These knaves of mine lack practice with their star weapons. A living target will give them a chance to better their aim before tomorrow's battle. You, shoot! These knaves of mine aim so ill, Doctor, that you were mayhap safer to stand still. You, shoot! The aim improves, Doctor. Be patient. We shall hit the target all in good time.
I'm in no great hurry, I assure you.
Oh, beshrew me, but I grow fond of this fellow. Shoot when you please, lads, and a bag of gold to the one that brings him down.
Shooting.
More tomfoolery.
What is it? What's happening?
They captured Sir Edward Sorcerer, this fellow, the doctor. And now they're slaying him in the Great Hall with these devil's weapons of theirs. But for the life of me, I can't see what's wrong with a good old-fashioned broadsword.
By the stars, this fellow hops around like a flea on a griddle.
Give me a weapon. I will destroy him.
What? Would you spoil good sport, old toad?
I think that was one of the most active days that I've had in years. Well, it's not as if I was a lad anymore. Once you're over 200.
So then, Doctor, your plans have miscarried, I fear. What will you do now?
Oh, wait a bit. Give the potion time to work, and then go back.
But Doctor, you can't.
Sarah, I must. Rubish and all those scientists are there. Now, Lynx's spaceship is just about ready for takeoff, and when that happens, there'll be a tremendous explosion, and all that will be left of that castle will be a pile of stones.
But, Doctor, how can the castle go?
Just believe me, sir. When Lynx goes, it goes.
Arngron's castle is to be destroyed by sorcery. Then all is well.
There are innocent people in that castle, my lady. And I don't like the idea of anybody going up in smoke. Not even Arngrun.
If you're going back, then I'm coming with you.
I too will come with you, if my master permits.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. I can do with all the help I can get.
Thank you, my friends. Your work is finished. You may rest now for a time, until the power build-up is complete.
Doctor, I think you'd better get a move on. I have a feeling time's beginning to run out.
Villains sleep like innocent babes.
Good. Well, we'll wait a bit to be on the safe side, and then we'll go in.
At last, Doctor, there you are. Something most interesting happening here.
Yes, I see. Where's Lynx?
I don't know. He started his spaceship going, then cleared off.
Where's the osmic projector? It was over there on the table.
He put everything back inside the ship.
Well, I'll just have to take it out again, won't I? Hal, scout around the castle. See if Arngrun and his men are sleeping. If they are, disarm them and come back here.
What are you going to do, Doctor?
Get the osmic projector. Fortunately, it's an independent unit.
Well, can't you switch this thing off?
Well, I can try.
Suppose you don't succeed?
Then we've got between 5 and 10 minutes to get out of here before we're all blown to kingdom come.
Shut it down.
No, the drive system is sealed. Lynx must have taken the activator key. Managed to get a hold of this, though. Was lucky to get it out with the drive running. I think that should do it. Now, I've got to send them back one at a time. Get the first one to stand over there, will you, Rubish?
Come on, Morrison.
All right, Rubish, come over here. I may want you to take over. Now then, all you have to do is this, this, and this. Get it? Right, here goes. Right. That ought to surprise him back at the research center. Next gentleman, please.
Come on.
For the last time, Lynx, let there be no more talk of leaving.
And I tell you for the last time, I am leaving now. Our alliance is at an end.
It ends when I say it ends, and not before.
You would be well advised to march from this castle now and capture another. Soon you will have need of it.
He threatens us, Captain.
He does not understand our ways. Tomorrow, Lynx, we smite the enemy, hip and thigh. But tonight, we feast.
By your dawn, I shall be 700 million miles from here. Can I be concerned with the fate of primitives?
What do you mean,
Captain? He's a toad. Who knows what a toad thinks?
I've got it! Tis truly said.
The stew has made me heavy. Hey.
Lynx, send the rest of them back. I'll try to keep him busy.
Lynx!
Victory! Sorcery! Sorcery! Treachery! A told lynx! Bewitched us all!
Now you, Professor!
I really don't think I ought to go and leave
you. You go now. Now then, this.
Goodbye, and good luck. This. It was an experience. I hope you and the doctor will be all right. See you back at the research center.
Doctor!
So, destroy my castle by sorcery, would you, toad-face? Well, Angron's magic is too strong for you!
Now this castle will be destroyed by the sorcery. If you'd save your miserable skins, then get you gone!
Flee, dogs! Flee for your life! Come awaken, your dogs! Flee! Flee for your life, your dogs! Waken! Waken up now, flee!
Doctor, do get up! We've got to get you out!
Soon. Come on, I've got about a minute to get out of here. Quick, run! His castle, his magic weapons, and his sorcerer, they're all destroyed.
Will you not tell him yourself, Doctor? He will reward you well. We owe you much.
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we must be off. Goodbye, Hal.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You are truly a great magician, Doctor.
To tell you the truth, Hal, I'm not a magician at all.
I'm not so sure about that.